Welcome to Recess with Brianna and Mans, a moment in the day where you can unwind, bring a snack and a question, and hang out with us as we ponder life, share homework, and update you on what's going on outside the classroom as we evolve ourselves behind the scenes.
Each month, we'll be diving deep into your current life questions, unpacking issues relating to life, love, health, and business, and giving our very
unqualified
2 cents.
If you're a 90s child, think of this as the Dear Dolly section of Dolly magazine. And if not, consider it hanging out with your mates in a space where nothing is off the table and no topic is too taboo.
Whether you want to know what goes on behind the scenes at the Mind School HQ or you want fresh perspectives from an objective third party, we're here to answer all your questions and have a lot of fun along the way. You can submit your questions, stories, and suggested topics each month via Instagram or email. And don't worry, your identity will be kept anonymous.
I can't wait to get into this. See you at recess. We're back. Back on the mic, Dizzle. How are you?
Bad bitches. I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. It feels like we've, like, how long has it been since we actually sat to record a recess?
Last year.
Yeah. Because we did it, we were so organized back then.
This year's just been an absolute whirlwind.
What a whirlwind. It's been, I feel like you personally have lived 10 million years in these 2 months.
Literally.
And I feel quite similar.
I was going to say it's been a shit show, but I'm trying to be like positive, you know, whirlwind sounds way better.
It's been a whirlwind of a shit show.
A little bit of a mashup of both.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. This is a recess, but it's a bit of a different kind of recess because we haven't actually been asking listeners for input and for spilling their dirty, dirty little spicy secrets. This is a little bit more of a serious one, I would say, but Hopefully, I know it will be packed with value, especially lots of value for aspiring coaches, for people who want to start a business, want to work online, for people who want to know what goes into, I guess, like the real behind the scenes of building this kind of business or any business really, especially in the online space. So I want to walk listeners through in this episode the behind the scenes of what has gone into launching what feels like the offer of my dreams and really is starting to move this business of mine into like, wow, this is what dreams are made of for me. But before we get into it, before we go down that path, let's do our weekly win and let's tell listeners a little bit of an update, including who has won the February giveaway, which is a whole year in my world. So start with you, Dizzle. What's your win for this week?
It's a big win. It's a really big win this week. So I've been telling anyone who will listen to me, on the weekend, I smashed a little story that I've been telling myself for years. And that story is that I can't put a piece of flat pack furniture together and that I would need somebody to do it for me. And that came from a couple of previous attempts, I suppose, opening the box up, looking at the instructions, looking at all the pieces and going, fuck that, not for me. But this weekend I had a goal of putting together a new dining room table and chairs. It had to be done by today, so it had to be done by Monday. And I fucking nailed it.
You so did.
Yeah, I was absolutely chuffed, like followed the instructions to a T, didn't have to like undo anything and re-put it in the right way. I did it all the right way from scratch and it's sturdy, it's level, like I haven't had to wedge paper towel under the legs or anything like that.
I'm so impressed. Like I'm impressed. And when you sent me the time lapse, I was also like, that's fucking hot. Like what an independent woman you are. And I can't say that I've ever really nailed the flat pack thing. So
you could do it though, babe. You just got to have that drive. And like I said to you before, the win actually started by getting the big heavy boxes up the stairs into the apartment. So I knew that once I got it up there, half the hard work was done. Yeah. And yeah, it's sitting pretty and it just, yeah, I'm so proud of myself. I was like, I have to commemorate this day with a time lapse.
I reckon I'd actually love to know. I bet so many listeners are like, I think there's two, do you reckon there's two types of people? There's the people who fucking froth that instruction manual and yep. getting it all together and sitting there with their bloody instructions. And then there's people that look at it and literally like me, I will pay someone to do it. I cannot think of anything fucking worse than an instruction yep. kit of how to put together a table.
Yeah, you're spot on. There's definitely two types of people.
Yeah.
I was definitely in your camp.
Yep.
But it's only because I'd never really tried to do it. And like I said, because I had the time lapse going, I wasn't listening to any music or podcasts or anything. So I had nothing to distract me.
You were in it.
I had to bury myself in the instructions and just like immerse myself in the experience. Do you know what I mean? She was immersed.
You did it.
She fucking nailed it. So
Massive win.
What's yours?
For this week, my win is that I'm going to Pink on Friday.
Oh my God, I'm going on Sunday.
Oh, what? Is she playing twice?
No. Wait. Yes. Yeah, she's doing two shows.
Oh, I didn't know you were going. What?
Paula and I are going on Saturday. And I was actually going to ask you if you wanted to come with us.
No, I'm so bummed. I'm going Friday. Mum got me a ticket for my birthday and it was a surprise. I didn't know I was going. So I've actually been in the gym bopping away to Pink's old bangers. And I'm like, you know what? She's incredible. And I reckon she'll put on a good show. So that's my win.
Oh, that's exciting. What a shame we're not going on the same night. But I'm really looking forward to it. This will be Lola's first concert.
And what a banger to go to.
I know. She's so excited. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a really good win. That's a win.
Yes, amazing. So let's draw. We're actually going to do this live. I'm going to just get my screen up right now. So all of February, we were running a competition for people who basically helped us by sharing and supporting this exact podcast. And that was really, really, really well taken on. And so I'm going to share my random name picker, which is from my classroom tools. And we're going to give someone, it's spinning right now, fam. We're going to give someone a whole year inside of my programs and courses and masterclasses and everything. And I can see literally, wait, yes, it is Jodie Rolfe. Jodie Rolfe from Creative Gathering. Can you hear the claps right now? Jodie from Creative Gathering. That's really, really, really exciting. So we'll be in contact with her. And again, just a massive thank you to everyone who not only listens to the show, but helps us to promote it by sharing it on socials and tagging us. It really means so, so much. And that's why this was a really big giveaway, because I just wanted to give so much back to the podcast community. So thank you to everyone. And thank you to Jodie. We'll be in contact.
Oh, that is so exciting. What a prize.
What a prize. So let's get into this episode. Now, this episode is, like I said before, really, really, really going to be beneficial for those of you who have a business, want a business, have a coaching business, and want to sort of delve into potentially the online space. And just as a little offshoot from that, if that is you, I actually also think it might be really beneficial for you to jump onto the Confident Coach Playbook, which is a free masterclass I'm doing in the next Monday, actually, so the very beginning of March. And so just for those of you who are listening, if you're a coach who kind of struggles a little bit with imposter syndrome, if you get in your own way, if your coaching business is not quite taking off, I'm running a free masterclass next week to sort of help see what might be going on and find some ways to just put that all to the side and really step into your power as a coach and grow your coaching business. So this episode and that masterclass would work really, really nice together. We will put all the links in we'll put all of the links in the show notes. But this episode, of course, is going to be really helpful to those people as well, because I wanted to really give a bit of a behind the scenes of what actually goes into launching a program, or in this case, a certification. But really launching anything online, whether that's your coaching offers, your one-on-ones, your programs, your courses, your retreats, there's so much that goes into it, not just strategically and on the business front, but also on the mental front. It's a huge roller coaster. There's so much learning and experiences that come with launching. So I wanted to really give a lot of value, give my own two cents, and share with the listeners what goes into the behind the scenes of scaling an online business and then launching something fresh. So we're taking listeners along for a little bit of like a behind the scenes, almost live launch, because I'm about to launch the Mind School Method and I really wanted to just help listeners out.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously a little bit later in the episode, we will talk about the Mind School Method. We'll get into the nitty gritty, what it is, what people can expect, but we're going to start with the process of its actual inception. So we're going to take listeners back right to the very, very beginning when you formed this idea inside your brilliant, brilliant brain. And I want you to tell the listeners how you came up with the idea of the Mind School Method. Like, what was the inspiration? I obviously know this story and some listeners may know it, but there will be others that don't. And there will be others that are probably in their businesses wondering what they can sell, what they can launch, what do they want to offer to the world? And so why don't you tell everyone how you came up with this idea and what was the inspiration behind it?
It's been 84 years. We need to insert that Titanic gif. But truly, that's how it feels. Like, I actually feel like if we go back to inception, I'm like, well, I was born in 1991 and then I began my life and my life's work has led me to the Mind School Method. That's actually how it feels.
Yep.
It truly feels like that. But I remember exactly when it was that I decided that I would launch the Mind School Method one day. I didn't know that it would be called the Mind School Method, but I knew exactly what it would be. And that was going back in 2018, 2019. I had started, this was when I was working full time. I was still a high school teacher, but I'd started sort of pivoting within my career from teaching English and literature and all of that fun stuff to really diving into like teenage well-being mindset and going into more of a sort of guidance and pastoral role. Then because of that, I was studying mindset, emotional intelligence, like really trying to figure out all the tools I needed to help my teenagers thrive. And that led me on a journey. And that led me on my own self-development path. And that led me to Bob Proctor. And that led me to doing my NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. It was 2019 that I did my coaching certification and I specialized in NLP. And it was February 2020. I was like, I'm going to teach this to the world. This is what's missing in the education system. This is what's missing. This was what was missing in my life all these years that I was kind of frustrated. This is what was missing for me to get over my own shit. This is what was missing for me to stop worrying about what everyone is thinking. This is what was missing for me to actually step into what I've always wanted, which was actually at that time being masked by this story that I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. It was in that week that I discovered I've always known exactly what I want. I've actually been petrified. And within that same week, I cleared all of it. I walked into the school that I think it was that week, and I resigned. It was that week or that term. It was definitely within the same term. I was like, I quit. I'm not staying. And this is quite unheard of in the education system. You don't leave midterm, and you definitely usually wait till the end of the year. So I had just gone from my. I'm sorry. This is the stuff that matters. And I had such a huge transformation that was palpable. Like, people could tell instantly. And even the coach who taught me, so the certifier, she was like, oh, holy shit. Like, she just called me the little pocket rocket and she was like, watch the fuck out for this one. I can just tell. And it was so transformational. It was that moment. I was like, I want to teach. I really do. Because leaving teaching actually was really fucking heartbreaking, if I'm honest. I love teaching, but I wanted to teach what mattered. And I wanted to share all of this stuff that I'd been learning over the years and also, you know, education, but also learning in my other degrees and in my other backgrounds. It was all sort of coming together to sort of piggyback off each other, support each other and complement one another. which is why I'm so excited about the curriculum of the Mind School, but that's another story. So I decided that I would teach, but I would teach the things that mattered, and I would teach the things that changed my life and changed my students' lives and will change everyone's lives. And that was in 2020 that I made that decision. And so when I started my business, this was always in the plan, like always from the beginning. This was the dream.
Yeah, you knew that it was coming. Okay, well, you decided in February of 2020. We're now in February of 2024. So it's been a little while since you had that thought. So what was the reason behind waiting for 4 years before you actually launched it and brought it out into the world?
So I knew that I had this thing I wanted to teach and I wanted to share, but I also didn't want to come into this space with almost like an entitled energy, which is actually something I see a lot in the coaching space and in the online world. It's like, oh, well, I did my course. I've coached 5 clients. Where's all my money and where's all my reputation and all my followers? And it's this really interesting space where people can come in and then be really disheartened. And, you know, because there's so much marketing and messaging that's like, you know, quit your job and get 100K months in 2 minutes without fucking working and sit on a beach and live your laptop lifestyle making 7 figures. Like there's a lot of that marketing. And I was like, no, I don't want to really go down that path. I actually want to work. I want to be really fucking good at what I do. And I need to build a brand. I need to build a reputation. I need to have people who I've worked with who know, like, and trust me. And I need to have experience. I need to have so many opportunities to strengthen my ability as a coach, because I knew I was a fantastic teacher, but coaching was actually quite new. Despite, like, I'd done coaching within my education, you know, teaching and stuff, but it was different. So I was really hell bent on creating a reputation, on building an audience, on learning business. I didn't know anything about business. Like, yeah, you can be a great teacher, you can be a great coach. That doesn't necessarily mean your business is going to thrive, because there's more to it than just, you know, I'm ready. You've actually got to learn so much more. So I wanted to do my time. I wanted to have thousands of hours of coaching experience. I wanted to have gnarly scenarios where it was like, oh, this is a bit of a, you know, maybe a more challenging client, or maybe a client that had a really complex past, and I wanted just all the experience so that I could then be fully embodied in the thing it is that I teach. And I think that's another really big part of why a lot of coaches don't necessarily feel confident in what it is that they preach and teach, because behind the scenes, there's not always a big level of embodiment. And I had to wait until I truly felt like and could honestly with full conviction be like, I'm the fucking person to teach this. There's nobody else like me that can do this. And if I had have tried to do that 4 years ago, I would have felt like a massive imposter. I would have felt like an imposter. So my way of getting rid of imposter syndrome was to know I've got years and years and years of evidence, now a decade of evidence and experience. I'm fucking ready. There's no imposter syndrome, but I had to wait and I had to just keep clocking myself and checking, is the time right? And then balancing it with, are you holding back because of fear, or are you holding back because of a genuine, no, you've got to do a little bit more work to really get there, to be fully skilled and to be fully embodied. And I think the time just came and I knew it.
So there was probably an element of like feeling probably initially that you needed to earn your stripes in the coaching realm, building all of your knowledge, and just you're ready to absolutely take off now, which is so exciting. And on the back of that, then it's all well and good to have an idea and it's all well and good to be ready to launch it, but there is so much that actually has to go into launching it and getting it off the ground and getting it out there. And so for anyone who wants to sell online and they're thinking about launching a course or a program or a certification, do you have any advice or some tips that you can give to those people for how to get their thing, whatever their thing is, how to get it off the ground and get it out there in front of their people?
I think that it's really important to start with the end in mind. And this is what I see a lot of people sort of, or I've coached lots of coaches now, and it's like they'll sort of start marketing or putting out this course, but it's a little bit wishy-washy because there hasn't been a whole lot of intention to What's the actual outcome that these people are getting? And when you know specifically the outcome, then you have to make decisions about the delivery and the execution and the program design to actually make sure that you deliver it in a way that aligns with that outcome for that human. It's kind of like if I, you know, take it back to teaching. If I had a text that I had to teach a whole bunch of different students, I would have to teach it, deliver it very, very, very differently depending on which class I had. If I have top set, I'm going to deliver it in a very different way than I would to, you know, people with lots of learning disabilities and people with, you know, you're going to deliver it. Your methodology is all going to shift. The way you speak is going to shift. The way you do everything will change. And so there needs to be a whole bunch of time on the planning stage on the, this is actually what I'm going to teach. This is the outcome and this is how they're going to get there. And then making decisions and marketing it after you've done all of that. So there's that for me. And then obviously, like, that's, I've got to put together the program, the curriculum, the avatar, the marketing, the messaging. I've got to get that really clear. And then there's ripple effects for you. Like, you've got a back end, you've got a strategy, you've got systems, you've got processes, you've got automations. There's, well, I guess you can talk to this, Dizzle, because you know what goes into the back end of a launch, but it's not as easy as just, oh, I want to do a 12-week course and it's going to be delivered online and it's going to be live Zoom sessions and a Facebook group. You need to be like, but why? Why 12 weeks? Why an hour session? Why a Facebook group? Does that actually align with the end goal? So on my end, from the education and the program development and the marketing sense, there's so much work in the back end of prep. But then from your end, I mean, is there anything else that you would say for people listening that are like, I want to launch something?
Quickly interrupting this episode to let you know that my signature program, Level Up Your Life, is opening again soon and the waitlist is open. If you are frustrated that you're not where you want to be, if your doubt and fear always gets the best of you, if you're ready to go from same shit, different day to jumping out of bed with passion and purpose, if you are sick to death of getting in your own way and want the practical tools to help you come back to yourself and rewire your subconscious mind to get exactly what you want out of life, it is time to join us. VIP spaces are strictly limited and there is over $1,000 bonuses waiting for you inside of the waitlist. So jump on, the link is in the show notes and you will be first to receive the goodness. Now back to the episode.
Yeah, I suppose it depends. Like, if you are a business owner that it is just you, having to work both sides is massive, especially if the back end, more techie side of things isn't your jam. So not only are you having to actually create this program, you know, create the outline and the methodologies and all of that that go into it, you then have to potentially learn and fumble your way through a whole bunch of back end stuff in order to make it accessible for people. And if you don't want to do that, then obviously there's the option to have a VA or you get someone to go in and do the back end for you, which is obviously another expense, which a lot of new businesses don't have. And so I think there's challenges either side. But from my point of view, I mean, we're a bit of a well-oiled machine now. So we just know, I know that once you've done your bit, you pop it into ClickUp, I can, you know, run with it. Run like the wind. Just like little duck legs underwater, just absolutely swimming for their lives.
Come on top. Come on top, panicking below.
No, it's not. It's not like that. Not all the time. Yeah, I mean, I don't want people to be disillusioned. It's not a case of going, yeah, cool, I'm going to create this thing and then I'll just get it out into the world somehow. Like, there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes in order to make it accessible and for it to be professionally livered to people. So 100%. It's something that needs to be considered for sure.
Yeah. And I think that even that might be, it's worth sort of when you were talking about when you're doing it on your own and you're fumbling along in the background, my brain instantly went back to my first ever launch of Level Up Your Life. So I didn't have a team. I didn't have an OBM. I didn't have a VA. I didn't have anyone. It was me. And you know what I'm like with tech. I leave a lot to be desired. The heart's there, the tech. Meh. So yeah. I was launching Level Up and this was like 3 or 4 days in and I'm thinking, fuck, nobody's joined. This is a flop. What the hell? But I'm still doing my thing. I'm like launching. I'm excited. I'm marketing it. And I was like, oh, what a flop. And then I realized Kajabi isn't necessarily the best email support. Like you can't rely on Kajabi to for people to get their emails. So I didn't have a third-party email provider, which we now know for everyone listening, emails and email marketing can be such a pain. Yeah. In an online business, because some people's it just bounces. Some people it goes into spam, and some people will be like, I can't find it. So you're emailing back and forth, and then they'll be like, oh no, it was in my spam.
Like, is it like iTwitch Central?
So I didn't know that Kajabi wasn't the best platform. And it turns out heaps of people had actually purchased, but I had no idea because I wasn't receiving the emails. And then because I wasn't receiving them, neither were they. So they were joining and then getting just ghosted. So they probably thought they'd been fucking scammed. The money's gone to some Nigerian scam. Like, oh shit. And so my first launch I did, I fumbled it and I figured it out. That's the piece that I want to actually say. Like,
of course, you figure it out. I suppose where I was going with that is like that's a really time consuming way to go about it. If you're learning those lessons on the fly, that is exhausting, and especially if it's not your zone of genius, it's like even, I mean, I would call it my zone of genius, and I have days where I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know? And for people that it's not their bag.
Yeah.
It can be really, really frustrating. So,
yeah, there's definitely a whole new set of challenges there, but it gets easier every launch. And the reason that I see so many people just bang together a course and launch it and have crickets, it's because there wasn't that time building know, like, and trust. There wasn't time priming an audience. There wasn't time really getting clear on the messaging, which is so important. And because of that, the audience doesn't really know who you are, what it's about, why it's for them. They haven't been subliminally like programmed really to expect what you're and to be like, oh, that makes sense. Of course you drop that. I've been reading about this for ages from you, you know. So I think that what I would love for people listening to take away is that like you can make launch so much easier if you give yourself a real intentional runway and do that planning stage right.
Absolutely. And there's also, I mean, there's another side to this as well. We've talked about the practical steps here in terms of launching, but there's also a huge component that involves mindset, mental perspective, et cetera. So I think it would be useful for anyone who's kind of in this, you know, they're wanting to launch or whatever it is. What fears and blocks came up for you in the process of getting the Mind School method ready for launch, and how are you like working through that to get it out there?
It's so interesting. It's so different to Level Up, and I want to actually normalize for a lot of people listening and who have experienced launches or want to do a launch-based model. Launching is an emotional roller coaster, and you know this, Dizzle. Like, how many times during Level Up have I been like, oh, it's about like I get this nervous energy right before we launch. I get really nervous before we launch, and I want to normalize that. First of all, it's a great thing that you care. Like, it's nice to care. You know what I mean? But when I launched Level Up, and it's crazy to think about now because it's so foreign that I used to be like this. The first time, and possibly even the second, mate, and probably just the first and second time I launched Level Up, I had so many money blocks that were stopping me from showing up how I wanted to because I didn't want to be salesy. which is wild because now that doesn't even register. But I remember then there was so much work for me to do around that. I was like, oh, I don't want to be annoying, or I don't want to be salesy. I don't want people to think I'm just selling something, which is just crazy. So that came up definitely in the beginning, and that was my biggest hurdle. For the Mind School method, it's been super different, and I wouldn't even call it a block, but what I've noticed launching the Mind School method is like the weight. I feel the weight of it because I fully understand the impact and influence that a coach can have on a client. And because of that, I'm putting so much and pressure, but like in a good way. I'm spending so much time getting really fucking clear in the curriculum on making sure that there's no coaches that come out and do more harm, because that can happen. And so I think in some ways it's actually been a good thing because it's made me really intentional about the course and making sure that coaches know, not only feel really empowered with like a huge toolkit, but also just know when it's out of their scope of practice. And that's cool. That actually helps to support our confidence as a coach, because you're not trying to do things that you're not equipped to do, and you know where your boundaries lie. And that's helpful for the coach and the client. So I wouldn't say it's a block, but this is something I've really noticed. Like, I'm being almost perfectionistic with the curriculum and the unit outline and what I want the coaches to walk away with. And there was a small piece. I used to have this real block, or not block, but like, I think when I, and this goes back years ago, my identity after high school was really centered around being a smart one, like the smart one. And I'd had so much positive reinforcement for being, you know, academic and all of that, that I had worked a lot through fears of being wrong. Because you sometimes just have to have an opinion, and sometimes you're wrong. And even if you've got the best intentions, there'll be people in the online space that just disagree with you. And so I've definitely had to work through that over the years. And I noticed a small piece of it with the Mind School method. But like I said, I think I did enough of my time and did my due diligence to be able to just look back at my evidence and be like, nah, let's fucking send it. Let's go. So there's that. And then also just like with launching in general, and for anyone listening, I think this is a really good piece of information to have. Generally with launches, there tends to be a little bit of a flow or a rhythm. So usually there's a bunch of signups in the beginning, and that's really exciting. And I've seen it with coaches. It's like, oh my God, it's going off. Or, you know, there'll be a couple trickle in the first few days, and that's really, really exciting. And then usually in the middle, it goes quiet. And that's when, as the person selling, you've got to fucking stay strong, stay convicted, stay the course, not start doing weird cooked stuff, not tap out, not change the price, not start like just ghost completely. That's when you've got to actually stay real convicted and solid. That's when all your mindset shit's going to come up. That's when you're going to be like, everybody hates me. Everybody's waiting for me to fail. Everybody's thinking that I'm a loser. Like, whatever your story is, it comes up coming into launch and in the middle of launch. And then usually at the end, those buyers who wait till the last minute, because there's different types of buyers, and that's just standard in sales psychology. Like, there's different buyers. There'll be some that just wait till the end and they just get in right at the end. And then you get an influx of sales at the end. And then usually there's always a few that will be like, oh, I missed it. Can I still join? So
every single time.
Every time. It's like clockwork. But I just want to really share that with anyone who is potentially thinking of launching or is experiencing a launch at the moment, or just, I think it's really helpful to know that so that you have the awareness to be like, okay, this is that part of the launch. It's totally normal. My stuff's going to come up. This is a great opportunity to strengthen those pieces of me and to keep showing up. But yeah, like launching in general and putting yourself out there to the world as a coach or as a business owner where your face is, you know, facing forward, there's so much mindset stuff that comes up. And that's why I've always said, like, having any business, but particularly a personal brand, is like a vortex into interpersonal development, because nothing quite brings up all of your shadowy, leaky insecurities like putting yourself out there to the world and just being open to the vultures, which is awesome. Like, I love that. I get to learn something new about myself every launch, and I don't know, I'm a frother for it. But I just think for people listening, just know that it's normal to be on a little bit of an emotional roller coaster.
Okay, amazing. And so speaking of the emotional roller coaster that comes along with a launch, we do obviously have a launch coming up very soon, very, very soon, fam, for the Mind School Method. So why don't we have a little bit of a chat about that and tell the people what is the Mind School Method?
I just got sweaty palms as you started talking about it. I get very excited, and all of the nerves as well. Like, I want to normalize for people. There is nerves that comes up with launching something new, but ultimately the Mind School Method is my baby, my new baby, which I've been pregnant for about 33 years with it, I reckon. It is a certification for aspiring and established coaches. And I say coaches, but also it's pretty relevant for anyone who works with humans, because it's about helping you to be the most confident and highly skilled coach that's got a huge toolkit where you can move humans or your clients through whatever it is that they're working towards and what's coming up for them. So it's a certification. It really fucking is one of a kind. Like, I have researched so many different coaching certifications, and I honestly can say there's nothing quite like this in the market. So for aspiring coaches, it's the certification where you get depth and breadth. Like, it's really deep and it's really broad. And I wanted it to be, you know, I sort of say most coaching certifications teach one tool, but with the Mind School Method, I give a toolkit. Like, it is big. It's a big bastard. There's so many. I hope that every coach walks away with, oh, I can move a client through almost anything. I've got the scripts, I've got the manuals, I've got the workbook, I've taught it myself, I've moved through it myself, I've practiced it, I've seen demonstrations. It's deep, and it's pretty much the one place you need to go so that you don't need to keep upskilling.
Incredible. And you said that it is very different to other coaching certifications. So how does it differ?
So like I said, firstly, most coaching certifications will teach one modality or one method, and mine sort of teaches a lot. So I always say, like, coaching has a spectrum, and on the one hand, there's the, I guess I'll use the term like masculine. There's the masculine, there's the mindset, there's the action, there's the goal setting, there's moving clients through habits and identity and beliefs and looking at all of that stuff. And that's great. That's incredible. That's where the mindset, the NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, all of that lives. But then there's the other side where it's like, okay, cool, but there's only so much of that that can work or be effective if the client has a dysregulated nervous system, or if they've got, they're self-sabotaging and they don't know why, or they can't even figure out what their goal is because there's so much underneath that they can't even access to start the mindset work. So over on that side is more of the emotional embodiment, the feminine approach, which I would say to coaching, which is all of that shadow work, inner child, moving the body, healing the parts of our nervous system that need to be healed so that they can work together. So on that side of the spectrum, you've got emotional embodiment, you've got shadow work, you've got inner child. So the Mind School Method has both. It also has rapport and influence. So what I noticed about other coaching certifications is there's kind of an assumption that you're going to start a coaching business, which is largely for one-on-one sessions, and it helps you to be a coach. But most coaches in this day and age start a business where they also need to be a teacher because they want to do courses, they want to do programs, they want to do masterclasses and all of those things. So you need to learn the skill set of being a coach, but you also need to learn the skill set of being a teacher. And that's a very different skill set, as is group coaching and group programs. And so this curriculum will have group, it will have the teaching archetype as well as the coaching archetype. And because of that, you need to understand the communication strategy behind rapport building and influence. And that's where my life before teaching comes in, and teaching, I guess, but my background was in mass communications and all of that. So I wanted to have a whole unit which is designed around not just being a great coach and a great teacher, but knowing how to build rapport with almost anyone so that people actually like what you like, building your brand. and helping clients get to where they need to go because you understand influence, which everyone in business needs. So that's another one of the core pillars. The other way that it's different is that it's mostly, well, it's all in person. So I noticed after COVID that all the coaching certifications went online. And honestly, like I even wanted to do some upskilling and I was like, absolutely fucking not will I sit in front of a Zoom screen for 7 days straight. That's not engaging. It's not the best way to learn, I don't think. And I love teaching. I love being in the classroom with people. I love an engaging, interactive experience where you get to fucking hug your students at the end and do a big graduation and all of that. So it's in person. The curriculum's very, very different. The modalities are very, very, very deep. And yeah, I think that's pretty much covered all of that.
Yeah, you certainly have. And I just want to check as well, what was it that made you decide to run it so differently to those other certifications that you came across in your research?
Well, I typically don't always love the way normal systems are run.
Really? You know.
Well, I left teaching because I thought the system was a little bit backwards. So it wouldn't quite be on brand if I ran my coaching certification the same way the system does. So the system of even the coaching certification industry, everyone sort of teaches the same thing and delivers it in the same way. And a lot of the time I just see the normalized system isn't always the most conducive to results. And just knowing what I know about learning and actually being able to embody what it is that you learn, being in a classroom and moving around and interacting and engaging and demonstrating and practicing and all of that is just so important to me that the clients and these aspiring coaches get that experience, like really get that experience. So I didn't want to teach it the same way everyone else does. I never did. That's why I left the education system. So I just sort of decided it had to be different to get different results because I have spoken to so many coaches who did a standard coaching certification where they were online smashing through the theory, just trying to get through it while kind of watching Netflix and kind of scrolling, but just trying to get through these boring theory-based modules. And then they all said to me they left and in their coaching containers didn't feel confident. They had, here's the powerful questions to ask. And it's like, well, you what? That's not a toolkit. That's one tool, like asking powerful questions. And if that is as deep as your coaching skill set goes, you will probably find that you're going to not feel confident in your sessions because you need more. So, yeah, it was a combination of looking at the results that I saw from a lot of coaches who had done a certification but didn't really know what they were doing. And even my own, just noticing my own observations of, I don't want to sit in front of a laptop and do more learning. I think some people are very past that. So to me, it was important to be in person and to give these people a real graduating experience too, which that's kind of for me and kind of for the clients. I just love and miss valedictory and making a big fucking deal out of people who have just, you know, learned something and experienced something and transformed in some way. So I'm going to have a big graduation at the end, which just feels so exciting.
That is so exciting. And that's obviously one element of what the founding members can expect. There is a very exciting graduation ceremony at the end. But what else can you expect if you're a founding member of the Mind School Method?
Oh, so founding members get the world, but actually because, and this is again, for anyone who's launching anything or has an online business or launches anything inside of your coaching space, I think it's really important when you launch something for the first time that you do make a big song and dance about those founding members, because those founding members are the people who you get to do your own market research from. You get to learn what worked, what didn't. They provide testimonials. You know, there's so much that I think you, and I still have a group chat with the OGs, the first people who ever did Level Up Your Life 4 years ago, because they were the OG, that because of them, like because of the clients, I was able to scale Level Up to where it is now. And it's just so important from an energetic and a strategic perspective that with the first round of anything you launch, you actually go back into beginner mindset and you're happy to have some people come in. If you make a bit of money, that's fucking phenomenal. But if you don't, it's all for the experience and for you to be better and to refine your product so that it can be better next round. So that's the sort of, I think, just a little value add there for listeners who have got something they're launching for the first time. But yeah, so founding members get all that from me. There's going to be a mastermind at the end. There's courses that are going to help you to actually create content that lands. There is a graduation day. There is lots of other things that I'm not actually going to mention until people on the wait list get to see it for themselves. But there's like over $8,000 in added bonuses for founding members. And obviously I'm only taking 20 people. I don't think it'll be as small next time I do it. So there's also that, like there's a more intimate personalized experience where I'm teaching everything for the whole 6 days.
That is actually mind blowing. But where do people go to get on the wait list? How can they get involved? How can they become a founding member? Where do they go? Where do they look?
So if you are an aspiring coach or you've already got a coaching business that's not actually taken off the way you would like to, I would actually say to come to the Confident Coach Masterclass, because I will actually be releasing all the details first just to the people who come to that masterclass. And there is also a wait list for the Mind School Method. I will be only launching and opening the doors to the wait list. And if it's sold, it won't actually go public. So there is a chance that there won't be a public launch. It might sell out. Guess we'll see. And yeah, so that's the two ways. You've got to either be on the Confident Coach Masterclass, which is completely free, or on the wait list. And all of the information is in the show notes.
Yes, I was just about to say that's incredible. All of the links that you need will be in the show notes to the Confident Coach Masterclass as well as the waitlist. Now, is there anything else that you feel that I haven't asked? Is there anything that you want the people to know before we wrap this up? Anything more about the Mind School Method?
I think I've wrapped it up. I'm just really, really, really excited. This feels like it's been such a long time coming. And just the thought, when I visualize myself there, like the location that we've chosen, also the venue is
stunning.
It's so nice. Like it's so nice. And I get to, oh my God, I'm getting emotional. Like I wanted a classroom that was mine. And this is going to be learning in a way that I think and I know is so transformational. So there's going to be beanbags and there's going to be like, there's just such a vibe to it. And when I visualize myself there with the founding members going through their own transformational experience and then walking out of there feeling like so fucking on fire to create the coaching business that, like, I know what a coaching business can give you in terms of freedom, in terms of expression, in terms of creativity, in terms of your own personal growth. So I'm so excited for the people who are ready to go all in on their business, and I will go all in with them and be there in the flesh squeezing them at the end. So yeah, if you're interested, I can't wait to squeeze you in April. The dates are actually on the waitlist to sign up. There is 6 days that you need to be in Perth for the full immersion. But other than that, all the information will be released very, very soon.
Yay. Just looking at your face and like watching your body language as you're talking about it. So nice. You're so excited. Like actually just makes me so happy. Almost makes me emotional watching how passionate you are about it and knowing how long it's been in the pipeline for and seeing it so close to being released to the first very special group of humans is just so exciting. So congratulations on actually getting it to this point. I'm so proud of you. It's really exciting. Anyone that's keen to join, head to the show notes. All of the information is there. And that's it for us this reset.
Yes. Happy February, Dizzle. Thanks for being back.
No, we'll have to do, we've got a, we'll do a birthday edition of Recess for March and we might have to get a bit spicy again because it's been a while.
Well, it's your birthday. So I think, you know, you love the spice. We'll do it for Dizzle. We'll do it for Dizzle fam. We got to bring the spice next recess. Thanks, Dizzle. I'll see you next month.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another month of Recess. We hope you loved listening as much as we loved answering. If you would like your questions answered, Please remember that every month you can submit anonymously through the questions box on my Instagram stories or through your emails. You just need to keep your eyes peeled in your inbox. As always, thank you so much for being here. And if you are finding this podcast to help you, to inspire you, to educate you, we ask this favor that you leave a review and hit the follow button so we can get this into more airwaves and bring you quality guests that are going to help up-level your life in every single way as we squeeze every drop of juice from this beautiful thing called life.